right, welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show. General Caitlin Shaw here with...
Yes, with Margaret Gray.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And I'm Bud Dickman. There, Mr. Mr. Henry.
Thank you. See how easy that goes?
Yes, it goes easy, but I don't think it's...
It's not very show busy, you know.
Man, I'll do whatever gets us into the show.
Yeah, whatever gets us into the show.
Well, that got us into the show. You know, there's one way you can get... There's one way of leaving an aircraft. You can either get off the plane after it lands, or you can jump. Can I,
Well, I don't think we're exactly jumping with that.
No, we're not, Phil, but, you know, you can, as I said, you can get off the aircraft when it lands, or you could push open a door and jump. And you know what that sounds like? You don't want to know what it sounds like.
Well, what does it sound like?
Well, three guesses and the first two don't count.
Yeah!
What the fuck?
What are you doing?
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, you can't fault the kid. Anyway, welcome to the program. That's Anthrax and Evil Twin. I like that new album from Anthrax. Good album. And there's a single. Now, what was the other single we were playing, Bud?
Well, I don't know the single, but the name of the Anthrax album is.
If I'm going to mention the album name,
yeah, I'm going to have it right here. The name of the Anthrax album is For All Kings, and it's really bitchin'.
Oh, For All Kings. Now, I thought you were going to tweet it, Sir Scott Ian of Anthrax.
I did. I said, Scott, we're playing your song on our little podcast, and it's really great.
Yeah, what did he say?
He didn't say anything.
I'm sure he pays real close attention to what you have to say, Phil.
I wasn't looking for kudos. I just wanted to tell him, you know. Just wanted to reach out. Maybe he's having a bad day, you know.
Yeah, look, he bought a Lamborghini. Not a Lamborghini. I mean, what was the...
But don't try to be funny with the names of the
cars. Wow.
I know it's a car. Don't try to be funny with it.
All right, what about the Lamborghini?
That's what he bought.
No, he didn't. That was a gag... That was a gag picture of the Batmobile.
Now, who was this again?
Yeah, this guy... So this kid in Anthrax bought a Bat... Not the Batmobile.
No, it's a joke, man.
It was a joke. It was a joke, and Bud's buying into it.
Did you... By the way, did you see about the Lamborghini? The news on that?
Yeah, there's a Lamborghini. Did you see that, Phil?
Yeah, I did.
Well, let me tell you all about it. You see,
I was going to ask Phil to explain if it's his show.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. What were you going to say, General?
Well, no, if you let him say it, then I'll get to say it. You see, Phil, the Lamborghini...
All right, I'll do it then.
You don't want me to do it because I'm a female, but you...
That is kind of messed up, isn't it?
All right, Margaret, go ahead. Tell us about the Lamborghini.
Thank you. Don't mind if I do.
See, that's racist.
What's racist? It's... I'm a woman. I'm not black or yellow.
What do you mean by yellow?
I'm not the yellow woman. I'm not an...
You're not Asian.
Yes, so there's no racism involved. It's sexivism.
What do you mean sexivism? The fact that...
I'll do it and forget about anything else that's being talked about. There was a guy in a Lamborghini. He went through a big puddle of water in L.A., and it actually survived it. And some guy wrote a big article in Raw Story that said, hey, here's why. Because the engine is in the middle of the Lamborghini, and because the water didn't get... Because the air intakes are at the top of the car and all kinds of stuff. So actually, it was a really cool move, and that's what he said.
What a dick and a half. You know that, Phil?
Yeah, any other instance being a dick and a half would be good, but in this instance, it's not good.
Well, that's a good point, you know.
Well, here is the...
Did I explain it, or did I not?
You explained it in an angry and... Hold on. And an angry and a vituperative, you see?
Look.
A vituperative way. Who is this Natalie Allen on CNN? Look at, she's got just a hint of the slut, doesn't she?
Yeah, just a little bit of it, right?
Well, that very slender silver dress she's wearing.
Yes, and she's attractive, but she's trying to show that she's got...
She's got what?
She's got what?
That she's sitting there with a butt plug. Oh, forgot. Look at them. Now all of a sudden they're acting like a bunch of schoolgirls. What's your problem?
My problem is that was absolutely uncalled for. Complete, not funny, not interesting.
I'm not trying to be funny.
You know what, Margaret? Maybe you need to take a walk around the block, huh?
Maybe you'd like to try and get me to take a walk around the block.
Hey. That was not cool. That was not an interesting or relevant comment at all.
The woman looks as if she likes to play it up in her off hours is all I'm trying to say.
No, you don't have to talk about that.
Can't talk about a God, man.
Oh, look at you, Bud. All of a sudden, you know, I hate it when I put him or when you gave him that power over me.
Margaret, you know, the longer you talk, the dumber you sound. Has anybody ever told you that? There she goes.
There she goes. Hey!
Yay!
You know, you, all of you guys, I hope one day I find you. And it's been 3 days, it's been really hot, and it doesn't smell too good. Forget it.
All right, Welcome to the show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let's go out and see what we have in store for you when it comes to the helicopters and the traffic. Here's Bob Bacon. Bob, how's it going?
Hey, Phil, I can tell you right now, we have a cabin. We got a couple of cars down here in Salad. So if you're the Salad and you got a plow badge, you got to have your plow badge down. I got to tell you something right now. I came out here and I saw Lauren. And we're talking also to General Furlan Blaine, who's in the FinFam. He had a flim-flam that got taken with a couple of dollars in his pocket with a pre-card money. Going out here on the High 5 and 5 freeway right now, the downtown, in about 10 feet, you know, and he fell up my leg and felt the ball sack. Here's this guy, boy.
Okay, well, what's all done, Bob? I got Bob from San Jose. I'll tell you what right now. He's laughing, ha, 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 and, speaking of the news, Sky Baby, I don't know what that was about, I don't know what that was about,
all right, thanks a lot, Sky Baby. I'll tell you right now, we have got ourselves off.
You think that I'm nuts, all right, with that kind of garbage?
Where'd you come from?
From the kitchen. I was getting myself a...
Get the cantaloupe.
Yes, I was cutting up a cantaloupe. I was seeing which ones were ripe, and so I was squeezing them, but I didn't want to do it in full view of you idiots, because someone was going to make a joke about that.
What joke are we going to talk about? What do you mean?
Oh, give me a break. Give me all there. Oh, there's Margaret in there fondling the cantaloupes to see which ones...
What are you talking about? Are you thinking...
You guys are always thinking about... there's Margaret.
You know, Margaret, your mind's kind of a one-track.
My mind is not one-track at all. I am trying to assert myself. I read an essay by Andrea Clarota. She is one of the famous feminists, and she had an awful lot to say about feminism.
What did it say?
Well, it said that women every day of our lives, we go ahead and we just, excuse me for putting this way, and if I see an eyebrow arch, I'm going to get up, and I swear to God, somebody's going to...
Okay.
Every day we roll over for you guys, all right? And we should be standing up for ourselves. It was a bunch of garbage. There wasn't a whole lot that interested me. But to that end, I came in this morning, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to let these clowns treat me like garbage.
Do you honestly think you're treated like garbage?
No.
Well, then why the hell would you do that?
Yeah, what are you doing that for?
Because I've got... Now you want me to let... There are women listening.
Well, you might as well tell them. I mean, if we don't treat you like garbage, I want them to know that. So why are you bringing this up?
It's about image, all right? Jesus Christ.
Margaret, why don't you use the mumble? And that way it'll get lost. Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, can't hurt.
All right, I'll use the Margaret mumble. I don't want the women out there thinking that I'm giving it up for you guys. Just to get where I am.
Did anybody understand that?
I think I did.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell me. Just whisper it.
Yes, and so I don't want the women out there thinking that every day that I walk in here, I'm having to take my pants off and walk around with my skirt up, or I should say, and showing it off so you guys get your kicks.
Okay, well, we're very glad that you said that, Margaret, and the way you said it, the Margaret Bumble, because nothing beats the Margaret Bumble for keeping things, you know, under wraps so no one understands jack shit, you know? Thank you for that. I do the Margaret Bumble. There he is with JT. Ted Bell is going to join us here. Ted's had some communication with Justin McElroy. Ted, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing really good. And I want to tell you, Justin McElroy, who I know is the nephew of Bobby Dooley, I talked to Justin, and they've written a song for Ted Bell. And it is a song that we've used here at the restaurant. And Justin is with us right here. Justin, come on over here, son. Justin is with us, and we're going to talk a little bit here about the song that you wrote, Justin. This is for the Ted Bell
A theme song, is that what you call it?
Yeah, it's a theme song with, you know, my aunt told me that there was,
That's all right, you can leave the door open. We got a plumbing problem here, Phil. Are you washing your hands?
Oh, yes, sir, I was.
All right.
Yeah, this is a song that we wrote, and it's for Mr. Bell's business. My aunt, who is Bobby Dooley.
Your aunt is Bobby Dooley, right?
Oh, yeah, Bobby Dooley. And she said that writing a advertising jingle for you would be a good way for me to learn a lot more about the advertising business.
And, Justin, let me ask you, what is your primary interest in career? What would you like to do with your life?
Well, I do feel I would like to go into hotelleries.
What's a hotellery?
Well, I mean, that's what they call when you study hotels. You're studying the hotellery.
All right. And so the hotellery, this is a restaurant.
Well, yeah, because if I was going to buy this restaurant, I'd probably stick a hotel over it to give it a little more, you know.
Oh, okay.
And I want to say...
Okay, so just do your song here. Here's a song that he's written for the Ted Bell advertising department, because, as you know, Phil, we want to put our meat in your mouth. We are proud of that. We've been using it a long time. And what we want to do is augment it.
Well, that's a very good idea, Ted. I think you're going to have an awful lot of advertisers do that. They rotate messages.
Exactly. So if we, for instance, have the We Want to Put Our Meat in Your Mouth, which has been airing in the Los Angeles area for a great many years, everybody knows it. When you hear it, you know it's Ted. No one can deny it. No one can tell me. You know, and these guys, by the way, that are ripping off the... Oh, man, it really pisses me off.
Now, you were talking about that, Ted. Who's ripping you off?
Are you kidding? There, every day, somebody sends me the picture of some guy, somebody, some restaurant, somewhere, some, you know, as long as you guys are doing the Margaret Mumble, some ass line, you know, Phil?
Yeah, I heard you. Look, here's the thing about the Margaret Mumble, if I may, okay?
Don't get me off point.
I'm not going to get you off point, but here's the thing about the Margaret Mumble. When you guys mumble so that no one can understand you, no one can understand you. You understand?
No, I don't. Is that some...
Phil's doing one of you, understand? You know, you're doing some kind of a gag?
No, I'm not doing a gag. I'm saying if you can't understand what we're saying, if we can't understand what you're saying, then we can't understand. So what's the point of the Margaret Mumble?
Phil, there are people that understand. When I say that I walk into the studio every day and I feel as if before I can contribute anything on this show, I have to get up, hike my skirt up over my ears, and walk around and stick my ass in your face.
See, I didn't understand that.
Boy, I sure did. Jesus Christ, what a thought.
And what's that supposed to mean?
You know what, Margaret, that's the whole thing with you. You don't want anybody to treat you like a hunk of meat, but the minute you actually talk about yourself as a hunk of meat, and someone, very naturally like myself, I'm not saying you're an unattractive woman, but I'm a married man, and someone says, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, three times, and you know what that means. It means, you know...
Yes, I do know what it means. It means you could gag a buzzard off of a meat wagon.
Well, Jesus Christ, you know, I didn't say that.
But are you not intimating that?
Well, of course I am.
And this is what I'm talking about, Phil. I'm not treated like a woman.
Look, either you want to be a sex object or you don't.
I am simply saying I don't want to have to feel as if when I walk in here, I'm supposed to go around and stick my ass in here.
Okay, so what would you rather feel like?
I would like to feel as if you see me and you think I got a nice pair of tits.
Well, I understood what that said.
But don't say it. And I've got a... But you can't...
But we can't do anything about it.
What are you laughing at?
Why wouldn't I laugh? That's the dumbest...
All right, look, can we get to this? Because Justin's over here. Yeah.
I'm sorry, everybody. I got to get, to school. And, you know, it's like my father will often say, he told me today not to let you...
Not to let me what?
Well,
what did your Uncle Dave say? Dave is, by the way, he's your father, but he's the uncle of who?
Well, he's Justin.
He's dead. Bobby Dooley's kid's uncle, and he's a orthodontist, is that right?
Yeah, and he's told you.
I'm not interested in that. You know, I think it's pretty insulting, Phil, and as I mentioned to you,
I got to get going.
Hold on for a minute. I think it's very insulting, Phil, and I mentioned this to you on the program, that I was involved with hate speech. the other night. Did you hear about this?
Oh, come on, Ted. We heard about these were guys that recommended you get braces?
Yeah, that's exactly what they recommended. And you don't think, God damn, man, you don't think that's hate speech?
No, it's not hate speech. I mean, come on.
Dickman, I'm not asking you, okay? Years and years have gone by when you could have capitalized on that, you know, that plastic shield in your head, and you decided not to go for it. I would have defended you to the ends of the earth if you felt that people were being racist to you, okay? But you didn't want to do that, so... Now,
What? This conversation's about as asinine a thing as I've ever heard in my life.
Why is that?
You know, we're talking about hate speech because somebody wants you to get braces. Meanwhile, we're supposed to be talking about Justin's song.
Oh, that's right. Here is Justin. Justin, come here.
What?
No, you don't get another... Excuse me for a minute. You don't get another salad.
I told
him. No, he doesn't get a salad. Oh, I thought it was all you could eat. It is all you can eat. We're on the air. I say it's all you can eat, but we're not...
Yeah, Justin, Ted says it's all you can eat, but you really aren't allowed to.
No. Please don't say that.
Well, Ted, isn't that what it is?
No, that isn't what it is. Go ahead, get another salad. I don't give a shit.
And would you watch your language while we're on the air?
Here he comes out.
All I'm saying is just to button it up. I don't want to feel as if when I walk in, you guys are looking under the crack of my ass.
I can understand that. She said crack of my ass.
Okay, thank you. So, Margaret,
you know, that was wrong, Ted.
Well, I don't understand what you people are doing. Is this some kind of a game? Is this charades? Is this charades for telephones? Here, let me sing the song, please. I'm a young person, and I've been listening to this, and I got to tell you... It hurts. It hurts very deeply.
I am very sorry to expose you to all of this, Justin, but this is an adult program.
Oh, I know it's an adult program. Well, I mean, my dad says it's an adult program. Yeah, sure. You know, is what my dad says. So, you know, that's...
Yeah, that's what your dad says, okay.
Well, I was kind of expecting you to be indignant about it.
No, I'm not going to be indignant about it. I've got, you know, people taking their shots at the show. What do you want me to do about it?
God, okay. I mean...
Are you going to sing this song?
Oh, yeah. It's called We Love You, Ted Bell. All right. This is great, Phil. Now, you know, we want to put our meat in your mouth. Now, think if we backed up the message. Ted's of Beverly Hills, yeah. Steakhouse, come on down, wow. And then the ding, ding. Hi, I'm Ted Bell. Come on in. Get yourself a steak, a salad, whatever you want. Sit down. Take a load off. You know, here at Ted's. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
We want to put the meat in your... we want to put our meat up your... I'm sorry. We want to put... I don't have the lyric sheet.
Why would you need a lyric sheet? You've been hearing that thing.
Excuse me, Phil. Give me the lyric. We want to put our meat in your... God, it's funny. All these years, I still can't get it out. We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Get me?
Yeah. We love you, Ted Bell. I guess it's true. We love the way you do the stuff what you do. You cook the meat up good. It's true. Your meat ain't from the zoo. What do you think? I think that is... I'll tell you what. You know what it reminds me of?
What was the song? That was for Ted Bell.
Yeah, the guy you're talking to?
I understand, Ted.
All right. You know what it reminds me of, Phil? Do you remember way back when we were kids? I know a lot of people listening there are going to know what I'm talking about. But there was Beanie and Cecil.
Yeah, I was just about to say. It's a Bob...
The Bob Clampett cartoon. You know? You know about that, Justin?
No, I'm not familiar. What's it called? Bucky and Cecil?
No, it's Beanie and Cecil.
Beanie Cecil?
No, Beanie and Cecil.
It was a puppet show. It was a puppet show for when we were kids. They had it on TV. And I think it was a live puppet show, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. But it was also a cartoon.
Right, okay.
What do you mean it was live?
They were live puppets, Beanie and Cecil.
No. You're thinking of Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
Yeah, Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
This is very frightening, sir. And, come on, kid.
Just never mind about Beanie and Cecil. So, that's a great song, Justin. And
I like it. I like it a lot. But I like that. Do it again, will you?
Oh, yeah. Well, which part you want?
Just sing it again. Let me do. Okay. Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Get it on. I don't know how it goes. Loon, doon, doon, you know, the song plays. And here at Ted's, we want to stick the meat in the mouth. All right.
Ted, would you sing that right, please? Because if you sing it wrong, it comes out very wrong.
Yeah, she's right about that, Ted.
Well, you know, I say, all right, okay, fine. But if your mind's in the gutter, for God's sake.
My mind is not in the gutter. I'm just saying, we want to put the meat in the mouth. Doesn't sound appetizing.
It doesn't. It really doesn't, Ted.
Okay, fine. All right. I mean, you guys, can you get it together? Because there's a bus or a car waiting for me. I'm not sure which. And what do you mean you're not sure which? Well, it just pulled up and said, do you need a ride? And
what is it? Get, don't you have a car?
Well, yeah, I have a car, but the bus was being driven by a lady, and
you're driving your own car, kid, okay?
Hey, Phil,
Phil, I got this, all right?
How did you get in the studio?
I don't know what happens. All right, so it goes like this. Here at Ted's, you want to put your meat in... I got it.
You know, I don't understand. You know, I think you're doing this on purpose because there's no way you wouldn't know that jingle.
That's right, Margaret. I want to say out there for everyone, they want to put their meat in my mouth. That makes me sound manly, doesn't it? I'm doing that on purpose. That's what I want to do. Is that what you're honestly, seriously, really honestly trying to tell people?
Yes.
Okay. All right, go ahead. We love you, Ted Bell. I guess it's true. I have to accept the love. I have to accept the way I love what you do. You cook the meat up good. It's true. Your meat ain't from the zoo. All right, now, hold on. You changed something there.
Yeah, he did. He changed.
Well, I wanted to give it a little bit more of a... You know, but hold on for a minute. You know, this is that Gershwin, the Gershwin brothers. You wrote a very nice song. Don't you agree, Phil?
It's very nice, yeah, and I think what you changed there, Justin, might have made it a little awkward.
Yeah, it did sound that way, son. We're not trying to criticize.
Well, I understand that, and I do appreciate the input, but I do feel like it needs that. If you just, we love you, Ted Bell.
But I like it the way it is.
Hold on, man. We love you, Ted Bell. I'm guessing it's true. Also, I love the way you do everything you do. And one of the things you do is cook the steaks up good. It's true. Your meat. Well, yeah, that's
too many words, kid. Way too many. I like the way it was.
All right. I think it's good, Justin. And I think that we'll look forward to hearing the two campaign or the double.
The double campaign will be coming up pretty soon.
The double campaign for the Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Outstanding. Thanks very much, Ted. Thank you very much, Justin McElroy.
I don't know. I think it sounds bad, and I think you guys are kidding me.
Well, look, you know, if the kid came on with us, so what am I supposed to do? It sucks.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was funny. I think it is something that can be used, in a whimsical way. I don't know. The other thing that I want to talk about here is this... do we have time for this?
Well, we have to take a break. What do you want to talk about?
This boy, the Boyd's Sky Baby.
Well, this pain in the ass. Apparently he's screaming obscenities and baby talk.
That's what that baby's doing?
Yeah, he's doing it because nobody's saying Boyd Sweet Tan.
Look it. You tell Bob Bacon.
I don't get in the middle of it.
That's fine. You tell Bob Bacon that my contract calls for him and him alone. Now, he's not putting me in the middle of this, okay? If his Sky Baby is getting out of, you know, he barely does the traffic anyway, okay?
Yeah, Miss Ellie, Boyd Sweet Tan is Sky Baby,
and that is a trademark.
I don't care if it's a trademark. If the kid... Let's take a break. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What a whack job, man.
You know, I'm just telling you.
World-famous Phil Henry Show will be back here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Oh, my God. Is this the... This is wonderful. This is Drake and Hotline Bling. Ooh, doo, doo. I call you on the hotline. You don't remember this?
No, I sure don't. All right, folks, listen, listen up good, because a couple of big things are happening. Tonight, we're going to be at the Hollywood Improv in, Hollywood, California. It is Christine Blackburn's 50th birthday. Christine, well-known actress and comic. She does the Story-Worthy podcast. If you're listening, if you're within the sound of my voice here. And who is this? Is this Drake again?
Yes, Drake, back to back.
Yeah.
Well, we know it's Drake, back to back. What's the song?
Back to back.
Yeah. Don't get funny with me, kid.
Song's called Back to Back. So we'll see you tonight at the Hollywood Improv, okay, huh? With Christine Blackburn and friends and me, Phil Henry. And it should be fun. And then a week from tonight, we will be in San Francisco for the Sketch Fest. San Francisco Sketch Fest. It'll be a gas to see you guys in San Francisco again. We always have a blast when we're there. We were, you know, I was talking to Lauren and said we want to make some of those parties. You know, ain't you guys got some of them parties, huh? Huh? I think we got invited to one last year. We couldn't go, but it'll be beautiful, man. I've got one other thing to announce to you. Our annual BSP members, okay, this month, if you have a one-year Backstage Pass subscription, you're going to receive the best of the radio digital CD collection. Now, this is not a download. These are the hard copy digital CDs from all of our best of the radio collections. We're talking about from 1997 to 2005.
You love it and you gotta get a world.
And you'll get yourself that entire collection. That's a $150 value.
I know that.
All right, you're gonna get that for absolute free if you're an annual Backstage Pass member. So if you do have a Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass monthly, upgrade to an annual pass and get free this month, all this month of January, this kickoff to 2016, Best of the Radio, the Best of the Radio digital CD collection to 1997 through 2005 from all of us here at the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink and me going bad to bed.
Yeah. What is this guy trying to sound like a wino for? You know, everybody says he comes.
Me going bad.
Look, Drake is a long story, man, okay?
Well, there's no long story with Drake. Drake is a young man, very talented young man, comes from a very good family, comes from money, comes from Toronto money. All right?
Yeah.
Why do you always pretend like you could give a...
Well, don't be gonna give a hot one.
And by hot one, what do you mean?
Margaret, quit looking for the problem.
Drake comes from very, very refined Toronto money. Now, your family's from Toronto, are they not?
Yes.
Then I would think members of your family would understand that refined and upscale Toronto money...
Yeah, what is that? That's not even British money. That's... What is that, hockey money?
Blow it at you.
Boy...
What is so funny?
Margaret, you go from sounding like the elegant, very elegant woman that you are, to all of a sudden you're like I'm sorry for saying this, like some bar tramp.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, with the blow it out your this and the FUs. Unreal, you know.
Phil, don't make this about me. Make it about you. Don't make it about me. It's about you, not me. It's about you. It's about time. Never mind.
All right,
what the hell was, what is it, what's going on with you anyway?
Talk much?
Yes, I, you know something?
Why don't you guys go talk about it out there? Okay, sports fans, that was very nice, thank you. I appreciated all of that. I appreciated that like you'll never know, man. Beautiful thing. All right, we have with us Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean and wife have recommitted themselves, I think, to their holistic business, to the man camp, to their Wheeler Resorts business. As you know, Dean was managing his wife's singing career for a long time, and I think it was a great idea, but they have decided to reinvest in the business that they started in, which is running their holistic center, doing their meditation classes, and so on and so forth. They're going to be joining us here on our Newsmaker. You got them, bud?
I'm trying to get them now. They are still in a yoga class, and they said they're meditating.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, in general.
It's okay, General. So.
Yeah, I'm calling for Mr. Wheeler. Yeah. Is he meditating and everything? Oh, yeah? But what does that mean?
Keep it down, will you, bud?
Sorry.
So, Dean Wheeler and his wife, Emeralda, are going to be on the line with us here in a minute.
Really? Does he levitate and see people and everything?
Bud, I can hear you, man.
Man, shut up. Sorry.
So Dean Wheeler and his wife are going to be with us from the Northern California Holistic Center here in just a moment. And
okay, I got him on the line right now.
All right, here comes Dean, and we want to be talking to him. Is he in the bar?
Where are you at, Dean?
Hold on. Yeah, man. All right, solid. Hi, Phil.
Dean, we thought we were going to catch you most probably at the Wheeler Resorts.
Oh, no, we're not at the Holistic Center right now. Emeralda is going to be on stage here later on tonight, and we've got to get the final two songs of the set, right, honey? You ready to go? All right. I got to get her to go with it. You know, it's still very rough. So, all right, hold on. I'm going to show them how to do it. If you don't mind, Phil.
Dean, we're, you know.
Hold on. Here we go. But go with it! Oh, no, you guys. You messed it up, Jerry. Try it again. Let's take it on the downbeat. Okay. Hold on. I'm talking to the guy. So, Phil, I thought I would be talking to you from the Northern California Holistic Center, but in point of fact, we're not there. So my apologies.
All right. You were talking to me last night on Twitter, about how you're now following everybody back, and you wanted to come on the program to talk about that?
I did, and I appreciate very much. Emerald and I have recommitted ourselves to the commercial aspects of her career. You know, and we've seen some very, very good audiences, but we want to make them more.
Dean, I thought, and Phil thought, this was about the Holistic Center and about the Wheeler Resorts.
No, what is?
Well, the fact that you've got this new, you want everyone to follow you back on Twitter.
No, it's about Emeralda. It's not about the Wheeler Resorts. The Wheeler Resorts, you know, I mentioned something. I said, the wheel of karma turns. And it does, and it's turning in the right way. But back, and I say this, and I want everyone out there listening right now on the Phil Hendry Show, please listen to what I'm about to say, because it's not a bad thing. It's really a great thing. When I was dealing drugs and I was really not doing well, I had one of my legs run over by a drug dealer that I burned, and he said, he said to me, "Oh, so the wheel of karma turns?" And I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, watch this." And he went ahead and put it in first gear.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, Wheeler. What are you talking about?
I'm just telling you that the wheel of karma turns in a very positive way.
Yeah, that sounds real positive, man. Talking about having your leg run over. I thought we were talking about your wife's... If it's not about the Wheeler Resorts...
No, I'm letting you know that the Wheeler Resorts are doing fine. I don't want you to be upset. When he said, "Oh, the wheel of karma turns," I said, "You bet." I said, "Yeah, that and Donald Duck will get you into a..." I didn't know what he was asking. He said, "Well, watch this." And I distinctly heard the truck go into low gear, and I saw the wheel just roll right over top of my leg. Now, at the time, my leg was encased in cement because he thought he was going to drop, you know. So it didn't hurt. Now, is that what was worrying you?
Well, yeah, exactly that was worrying. So it...
Oh, no, he didn't run over your leg exactly.
No, he didn't. He ran over the cement, which cracked and then sort of crushed my ankle, but that was later. That wasn't right immediately.
I see.
So it went like this. The guy's up in the truck, and I said to him, "Do you mind, Phil?"
No, not at all.
What are you doing? You're play acting now?
Yes, I just went. So he says to me, "Oh, hey, Dean, did you say the wheel of karma turns?" And I said, "I sure did." I said, "That and Donald Duck will get you into the afternoon matinee." He goes, "Well, then watch this." And he goes, and I hear it click, click, click. And then I go, "Ah, fuck!" Like that. I'm sorry that I did that, but I'm learning through my, especially through Esalon, that one is supposed to have a more expressive way, you know?
Yeah, that sounds bad, though.
No, Tom, I'm too realistic, man.
Well, I'm glad, you know?
I don't need to hear this anymore. So you got your leg crushed by some animal. I'm glad you're not involved in that business anymore, and that you're trying to do something positive for your life.
Yeah, I am. Of course I am, and that's why Emerald and I... All right, so are you ready, honey? And Bill... So we want everyone to follow us back on Twitter, and
Twitter. Why is it nobody around here can say Twitter?
I'm sorry, I'm not really.
I know what's called Twitter. I wouldn't go on Twitter if they offered me gold doubloons. All right, and they were gonna park them up Dickman's. No, on second thought.
Yeah, why would you want them if they were up Dickman's ass?
Well, I could actually use him. I could use that new, what do you call it? Those metal detectors. I could stick that thing. Forget it. You know.
All right, are you guys done paddling it? Because
I'm not paddling it, my friend.
Well, it sounds like it to me. And
okay, Dean, there's no need. So go ahead. You have the song you want to sing?
Well, we want to do the song, but I just want to let everybody know to please do follow us back on Twitter. Please do follow us back. I'm sorry. Please do follow us twack on bit. Please do follow us.
Follow you back on Twitter.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, our handle is... at Dean Emeralda, DeaneEmeralda. Dean Emeralda. Okay, wait, anyway. Phone 2. Now, honey, watch me. Watch my mouth. Go with it. Don't let the clowns fade you. Are you looking at my mouth? What? Cut. Hey, guys, kill it. What are you saying? What do you mean you can't read my lips? I'm saying it.
Hey, Dean, if you're going go with it, don't let the...
Excuse me, Phil. I'm talking to my wife. Do you mind?
Well, if you're talking to your wife, man, then we'll let you go.
No. Please don't.
Well, then either you're talking to us or you're talking to her.
All right, honey, just watch my lips. We want everybody out there listening to the Phil Hendry Show to please follow us back. We'll follow you back. That's what I'm trying to say. We'll follow you back. And right now, I have only 400 and... It's pretty, really ridiculous, Phil, and we really want it to get more and more and more and more.
All right, so follow Dean back there at twitter.com/DEANEEMERELDA. That's Dean Emerelda, and they will...
Hold on, Phil. Here we go. All right, honey, watch me. Guys, yeah, yeah. Now watch the... Here's the downbeat on the horn. When does Charlie hit the horn, man? All right, here it comes. This will give you your cue. Right here. And then right here. Yeah, right there. Yeah. Now watch my lips. Watch my... Go with it! You... Oh, fuck. Let's kill that and just kill it. Kill it. All right, so you saw my lips, though, right? What do you mean, yeah, you saw my lips? Do I want to see yours? Why, you...
Hey, Dean.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. Go back to the dressing room. Go back to the dressing room until I call, until I summon you.
You know, Dean, it's really hard to believe that you treat that girl any better than you did when you first met her.
Well, I do, Ms. Gray, and I'll thank you and Mr. Henry to keep out of my marriage, if you don't mind.
Dean, no, we're not going to. If we hear you abusing her, no, we won't.
Oh, so it's like that, huh?
Yeah, it's like that. It's like, you know, it's like reporting a violation of the law. Yes, it's like that. It's like being a good citizen.
All right, fine. I didn't do anything to her. Why does anybody understand me?
Dean.
No, nobody ever does. I'm working my ass off. I'm trying to give her a career. I'm trying to do the best that I can with this Wheeler Resort. I got a van camp. Nobody understands me, though.
Dean, you are live on the radio, and you sound like a child.
Okay, I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I work my ass off.
That's your problem, man. You're overworked.
You're damn right I'm overworked.
Well, then you got to knock it off. Something's got to give. Either you give up the hotel, you give up your wife's career, something.
I give up her career. They got a horn player waiting to shove his horn right.
You've got that same horn player?
I fired 5 horn players. They all want to stick their horn in her.
You know what? You got a real problem with a wife. It's not a horn player problem, man. These horn players are doing what they're doing because your wife is in...
Oh, you dare say it, Henry. I love that woman.
I'm not saying anything, man, okay? I'm not saying anything. I respect you. You know that I do.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, if you keep hiring horn players and they're doing the same damn thing...
Dean, you got to listen to a couple of men of experience here, okay?
Oh, yeah, right. When did you ever have a horn player?
I'm just telling you. What do you mean, when did I ever have a horn player? You want to know something? My second girlfriend played a saxophone in a marching band. Oh!
Oh, bullshit.
She did. Her name was Clarentine Johnson, and she played the tenor sax. So how does that strike you? How does that strike your regal ego?
I think it's bullshit. That's what I think.
All right, well, think what you want, but here's what we're saying. If your wife, if you got a problem with horn players constantly what are they doing?
I told you, they're playing their horn, and they're pointing the bell of the horn at her ass. And it pisses me off.
You gotta fire those guys. You're not doing it anymore.
What?
You gotta fire those guys. You're not doing it anymore.
What?
Have your wife in the club.
Having your wife singing in the club.
It's bringing in it's a beautiful dollar.
Hey, would you please stop?
Would you dry the tears, Dean? You sound ridiculous.
I said it's bringing in a beautiful dollar.
Well, if it's bringing in a beautiful dollar, friend, then you're going to have to look the other way when these horn players are pointing the bell of their horn at your wife's ass.
God damn it, I can hear you laughing.
Well, why shouldn't I laugh?
All right, did you want to do this again, or...
I just sold another downbeat. And... All right, I'm going to sing this. Put the intercom on so Emerelda can hear me in her room, please. Emerelda, it's Dean. I'm going to sing this for you, honey. Yeah. I think the intro's too long, don't you, Jerry? That's pretty bad. But it goes on and on and on and fucking on. All right, here we go. Yeah. Yeah. All right, here we go, honey. I want you to listen to this now, honey. Betray you. Go on.
Are you bawling?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, Dean. We're gonna let you go, man. Congratulations on the.
Make sure everybody follows me back.
You gotta follow them back.
Eh?
You have to follow them back. That was very disturbing.
Yeah, very, very much disturbing. Want me to call back? Check.
Just do, yeah, call back.
I don't know, he might jump out of a window or something.
I think that that man is a con artist. I don't think that he is in any kind of distress. I think he just likes to manipulate that girl. She's got a very good voice. I've heard it. And the only time he's ever let her sing for us is when she's not in voice, she's not in tune, and things are wrong. Things are very, very wrong.
But what do you think is happening?
I think he's back using.
You think he's back using, huh?
Well, using what? Was this guy a... What is he, a drug... what are these, drug fiends or something?
Yeah, he used heroin.
He was a heroin addict.
Jesus H. Christ.
I think I'll find out. I'll go digging around. But I think he's using again. And I also think he's probably abusing her, although I don't have...
Well, Dean was, for those of you who don't know, Dean was involved. It was ugly, you know?
Yeah, Dean Wheeler, before he got... When he started to study yoga, then everything cooled out.
Yeah, that's what he claims, anyway.
Yeah, that's what he claimed. Thank you for clarifying. He claims that when he started... what was he doing?
When he started doing yoga.
Oh, I see. So when he started doing yoga, he stopped using heroin. Shit. That's when you start using heroin.
Well, it's probably true.
Oh, you think this is so funny. You know, folks, Phil Henry thinks most of the tragedy and the horror in the world is a laugh riot. You should see him in here going, ah, like some gibbering ape sitting there.
Oh, thank you very much for that, Margaret.
Well, Phil, it amazes me when we talk about a yoga. What do you call them?
What?
What do you call someone that does yoga?
A yogi?
Yes, a yogi. Why are you looking at me like that?
I would think you'd know what it is.
Well, I don't, Phil. When you take a yogi, and then you give them heroin, I don't want to be there, I'll tell you that.
I think every time you see someone doing yoga, they've already done heroin.
Right, now, that's not fair, General. So, come on.
Well, what the hell is it anyway, this yoga? Everybody talks about it. Patsy's doing it now. Do you understand that? The wife of a retired United States Army general is doing yoga? Jesus H. Christ. I'd rather come home and see my wife with a horse. And I think you know what I mean.
God damn, man.
Well, talk about being... Well, when I said horse, I thought I was using the slang for smack.
Will you guys shut up? And we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show at Phil Henry Show. At PhilHenryShow.com.
Margaret Gray, ladies and gentlemen, and just a reminder that the best of 2015 is on its way to our online store. That's right. The very best bits over the last year that you all enjoyed and loved and appreciated and all of that will be available on our best of 2015 CD. Also, in the week following, you'll be able to purchase, am I reading this right?
The full catalog.
The full catalog of the Milwaukee Lions. Oh, that's the football.
Yes, it's the football team.
All right, okay. So the full catalog of the 2015 Milwaukee Lions will also be available. That includes not only the Lion games, all 16 games, as called by Jack Igaga.
Well, Margaret, that's the guy's name.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. Jack Igagder. Also, all of the Lions line shows, as well as the three playoff games.
Now, a program note, folks. We led you to believe that there would be two playoff games that would download this weekend. Only one. It will be the Tampa-Portland game. The Utah-Miami game will not be available for download. We apologize, but that's that was a commitment. The team does not, you know, those two teams, they don't want to do that, you know.
Why don't you, don't they have a deal with the league or something?
When it comes to the playoff games, no. I mean, I think Jack is going to be doing we'll have the Dickman Bowl game, and we also, as I said, this weekend we'll have one of the two playoff games, the Tampa-Portland game, but Utah-Miami will not be available for download, so I apologize.
That's kind of a jip. You said you're selling the catalog.
We're selling the Milwaukee Lion catalog, okay?
Yeah, it's the Milwaukee Lion, not Utah Flaming the Flamers. Shit.
Well, all right, I mean, that's what I thought you said.
Unfortunately, it's just going to be one game, but then the Dickman Bowl the following week will be available for download. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
What is this anyway? This guy... Oh, shut up. All right.
All right, man. So Don Mixa has appeared on the program from time to time, giving us his insight and his input into all matters cultural. Don is a former engineering professor of engineering at the University of Washington. He is now available to our show and others, stringing on the news beat and doing various commentaries. And we're very, very grateful to have Don with us and to give us a bit of his expertise. And Don, I know that you're on your way to another news story someplace. Where are you? Are you in Los Angeles or are you still in Seattle?
Oh, no, I'm right here in Los Angeles, Phil. In fact, I'm in the back of a very beautiful car that was provided by your show.
Oh, that, yes, Don, that's right. You had called and Frank went ahead and used AJ, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
And you're going to Long Beach State?
I'm on my way down to Long Beach State right now to address the students on multimedia. And I'm looking very much forward to it, Phil. Thank you very much for very, very gracious of you.
Well, we're very happy to do that for you. So you saw here in the last 48 hours or 72 hours, however long it's been, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump going at it about this birth certificate.
That is correct, yeah.
And what do you think?
That's a real mess, isn't it, Don?
Well, I'll tell you, General, it's I think that Trump, he might have a point, Ben, and it's a very, very simple point, and that is this guy Cruz an American or is he Canadian? There's two ways of looking at this. Donald Trump is an expert at giving the dialogue, giving the political dialogue a little kick in the rear end so that people are not falling asleep in the middle of it, you know.
But should he do that at the expense of truth?
All right, Margaret, I mean, before we get on our high horse here...
No, I'm not being on my high horse. Should he do that at the expense of truth? Because you know as well as I do that Ted Cruz is a citizen.
No, I'm afraid that I don't know that. I'm afraid I don't know that. I did believe that Ted Cruz was a citizen, but then Donald Trump brought this point up, and here's what I'm trying to say. I believed last week that Ted Cruz was a citizen of the United States, but within 48 hours I saw Donald Trump on television, and he was very earnestly talking with one of these guys, Wolf Blitzer, I think it was, and he was saying, I hope he's a citizen, I'm not sure, and it made me doubt myself. And now, 48 hours after that, as I heard a few more comments, I really don't think he's a citizen.
Wait a minute, you said you thought he was a citizen.
I did. But then Donald Trump was on television, and it feels like he's talking to me. It feels like he's talking to me, and that's what I think the strength of the man is. And
well, wait, let me ask a question. You're an intelligent man. You're not a simple-minded man. You certainly are not. Would you say that you're a convicted man? That
what does that mean, convicted?
You have convictions, Don.
Oh yeah, I have very strong convictions. Yeah, very strong convictions indeed.
Right. For instance, I hate to bring this up, but we used to talk about your breath and your smoking and your drinking of milk in the morning and not brushing your teeth or using.
Now that you've got a little bit of a lisp problem there, do you think?
Yeah, or using mouthwash. Do you still do that?
That is correct. I still do that. I the whole conversation about whether I've got bad breath is really beside the point. Yeah, it's beside the point of my bad breath. My breath is fine. I think people want to use my breath as a way of getting around answering certain political questions. If I was sitting down...
Oh, come on. Look, Don, I've known you a lot of years.
General, hold on. If I was sitting down with you and we were having breakfast and I was leaning into you, and I was saying, look, well, let me ask you, General, what do you think of the Trump thing with Cruz?
What do I think of the Trump? I think that Trump is an imbecile. I've always thought he was an imbecile. And that Ted Cruz is a citizen.
All right. And you and I are having breakfast, and I'm leading right into you. And I'm saying, you're full of crap. Ted Cruz is not a citizen, and Ted Cruz needs to be investigated by the highest authority of the United States government before this man can be president. And I'm breathing on you. All right, and it's fetid, and it's the worst stench that you've ever smelled in your life. What is more important to you, the discussion of Ted Cruz's citizenship, or the stink coming out of my mouth?
Well, you know, you're asking me a question. What's more important to me?
At that moment, yeah.
It would be your breath, obviously.
Okay, well, that shows that Donald Trump has completely blinded you to the, not blinded you, but Donald Trump has got you thinking, I should say, to the essence of the question.
No. That's absolutely wrong. Just because your breath is so wretched that I can't concentrate on a topic,
you'd be able to concentrate on the topic. And when you say it's my breath, then you're not able to concentrate on the topic. And so Donald Trump has already thrown you off. See what I'm saying?
Now, nobody here is everybody's scratching their head.
Well, okay, I'll take your word for that, Phil. Margaret, do you understand?
No, I do not understand. If you say that...
I sort of understand you, Mr. Mixta, you know?
My name is Mixta. My name is Mixta. Hold on, you got somewhere I can spit?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, thanks. Could I roll? You want to roll the window up? Sure, go ahead.
That guy probably wants to roll the window up because your breath is foul.
Hey, let me say, you're not answering my question.
Hey, Don, you're trying to get everybody to say, oh, wow, because we notice your breath, that means that Donald Trump has already gotten everybody thinking that this thing about Cruz, you know, they're ignoring it, okay? I thought Donald Trump wants people to concentrate on that.
Donald Trump wants people to hear what he's saying about it. All right, Donald Trump wants people to hear what his words are. He wants people to hear what his take is. And if the general here is getting ready to argue with me about Donald Trump, and all he can smell is my rancid breath because I smoke cigarettes, I drink milk. All right, okay, are you with me, Phil?
Yeah.
All right, I smoke cigarettes, I drink milk, and I don't brush my teeth. And in the morning, I get up and I go directly out and talk to people. 3 inches from my face, and I go, hi, you know.
God damn, you know, I've done that. I've been that close to your face that early in the morning.
Well, let's not let any of our secrets out, General.
You know what I'm talking about.
Well, what I would say to you is, it's probably another debate won by me.
No, you're not making any sense. Donald Trump has said that that Ted Cruz, it may not be a citizen. It's something he wants to look into. It's something that he thinks should be looked at because it may cost the party. They may get sued. All kinds of fancy schmancy bullshit, even though people have said, you know, and I'm not just saying people, lawyers, judges, law professors, people who are expert in the law have said Ted Cruz is an American citizen.
All right, well, hold on for a minute. I thought you were against Ted Cruz. Here you are talking in favor of him. See, so you're already getting flustered, all right, because you're thinking about Don Mix's breath, see?
No.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're thinking. You used to be a guy that couldn't stand Ted Cruz, but here you are defending him because all you can think about is Don Mix's breath, you know? And
you know, Don, your upstate New York accent's beginning to really rub me the wrong way.
No, I'm sorry, I'm rubbing you the wrong way, Margaret. Maybe sometime you'll show me the right way to rub you. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
With the stink of your breath? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I bet you would. I bet you would.
You know, this is getting very uncomfortable.
Yeah, can we stop about this? Stop talking about this?
Stop about it? So all you guys are doing is you're sitting there going, Mix's breath stinks like the end times, like all the graves have been thrown open. And all the dead are walking. Some have been siphoned up to heaven.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Right, the rapture. Your mouth smells like a rapture yard.
What the fuck is? Excuse my language, but what is a rapture yard?
A rapture yard. Hey, this guy wants to know. He wants to know that.
Would you just talk to us?
Sorry. A rapture yard is when all the graves have been thrown open. I'm sorry, I'm in the toilet right now.
Oh!
Okay, a rapture yard is when all of the...
I understand. So, Don, please, without discussions of your breath, let's talk about Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, and who you think is right and who you think is wrong, and we'll try to keep it off the funky smell of your mouth. How about that?
Well, okay, that's fine. I mean, has everybody agreed to that?
Yes, I'm agreed.
All right, General?
Yes, I'm agreed.
What about you, Dickman? You, Leonard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. I think Donald Trump, okay, is raising some very legitimate points. Is Ted Cruz a citizen? The guy was born in Canada. All right. Now, last I checked, that's not America. You know, I mean, you can say a lot of people think Canada is almost America. Well, it could be. You got a guy here, this McCain, who was born in an American territory to Panama. You had another guy, Barry Goldwater, was born when Arizona was a territory. It wasn't even a state. Okay, you had and a bunch of guys, right? But you got a guy here who was born in another country. Now, that doesn't bother you, huh?
Why would that bother me, man, if he's born to American parents? You know, I was born in the United States to Canadian parents.
Well, Yeah, but you were born in the United States, see? That's a whole different ballgame. And you were born here in America, you see? America. And please don't do that. That's the cat. It's the tag of the, what is, are we in a limousine or a cab?
The limousine.
Okay. The limousine driver says, why? What am I doing?
You got the bad breath, man.
Why don't you roll the window up and do your job? Yeah, the limo drivers give me a hard time about my breath. You know, this is what happens when you start to put it into people's heads, but I'm telling you.
Maybe that'll give you a tip, though, that there's something wrong there.
Yeah, there's something wrong there, all right. You know, I'm not going to use this limo company.
Well, you're not using it. Frank ordered it.
All right, well, then maybe I'm not using Frank anymore. Just a joke. Now, my breath is...
All right, thanks so much, Don Mixa, and...
Oh, 5 minutes too late.
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't think that's fair. Don, he's got a... He doesn't use mouthwash. He doesn't brush his teeth. His breath stinks like a rapture yard. I still don't know what that is.
I don't want to know what a rapture yard is, okay? I'm not interested in what a rapture yard is. I think it's... Frankly, it's sacrilegious.
It's very insulting, yes, to certain religions.
Well, what is he talking about?
He's talking about...
I got him back on the phone if you want to ask him.
No, I hung up on him for a reason, bud, okay?
You don't want to talk to him?
No, I do not. Thank you very much. Now,
Phil, I was here to tell you about the...
Thank you, okay?
All right, Phil,
What did I just say to you? What did I just say to you now?
Are you an idiot or something?
I said to you I didn't want to talk to him, didn't I?
Well, yeah, but...
Then why don't you do what a man says?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Why don't you go cry in the next room, okay, bud? Go on. What a big, fat baby, man. I told you I didn't want the guy on the air. You put him on the air, now you're balling, huh?
Get him,
I think he has low blood sugar.
Oh, well. Maybe we should go ahead and order him like,
You know what we ought to do for that kid? You know what, Dickman, do you like those egg muffin?
That egg McMuffin?
Yeah. We should, why don't we buy some egg McMuffins for the kid?
What is this all of a sudden, man? I'm buying breakfast for everybody?
They do 24-hour breakfast. The kid'll eat.
Hey, bud, don't you have enough money to buy breakfast?
Yeah?
Then why don't you get some?
Because I don't think about it.
All right, folks, it's been it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful, and...
And that basically means no, it hasn't.
Yes, it has. It's been wonderful. It's been fun. It's been a groovy thing.
The crime for
and,
the
And thank you very much, Boys in the Hood. And, you know. Anyway, world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Beautiful thing. Thank you all.
Thank you, Phil, and thank you, everyone. And don't forget Phil tonight at the Hollywood Improv at Christine Blackburn's 50th birthday party. It will be absolutely a stunning, stunning evening.
But I'll be there, and then Phil Henry will be at the San Francisco Sketch Fest in San Francisco, California. The Golden Gate on the 15th of January. Be there. I'm General Galen Shaw, and I don't care what happens to you after that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.